Welcome to Radio Collage, back-to-back performances by students at the Interlochen Center for the Arts. This program is inspired by the popular live collage shows at Interlochen, and today we'll hear several pieces from the Interlochen Arts Camp collage show. We'll also hear works recorded at a few of the other concerts that take place during the camp. Up first, the opening to Shakespeare's Henry V, performed by the High School Repertory Theater.
To bring forth so great an object.
Can this cockpit hold the vasty fields of France?
Yes!
Or may we cram within this wooden O the very casks that did affright the air at Agincourt?
Aye!
Oh, pardon.
Since a crooked figure may attest in little place a million.
And let us ciphers to this great accompt on your imaginary forces work.
Suppose within the girdles of these walls are now confined two mighty monarchies.
Whose high uprearing and abutting fronts.
The perilous narrow ocean parts asunder.
Piece out our imperfections with your thoughts.
Into a thousand parts divide one man.
And make imaginary puissance.
Think when we speak of horses.
That you see them printing their proud hooves in the receiving earth.
For 'tis your thoughts that now must deck our kings.
Carry them here and there, jumping our times, turning the accomplishment of many years into an hourglass.
For the which supply, admit me chorus to this history. Who prologue like your humble patience pray? Gently to hear,
kindly to judge our play!
The Cavani String Quartet was on campus to work with student quartets, and then joined forces with some of them for this performance of the fourth movement of Mendelssohn's String Octet in E-flat, Opus 20.
Thank you.
Great to have you tuned in for Radio Collage. Some 20th century music is next. Here's a saxophone quartet playing Two Pacatels by Ligeti. You're listening to Radio Collage. We've heard several ensembles in a row, so it's time to put a soloist in the spotlight. Pianist Ivy Ocheng plays Rhapsody in C by Ernst von Dohnányi.
Thank you.
sake of those just tuning in, this is Radio Collage, back-to-back performances by students at the Interlochen Center for the Arts. Here's the World Youth Wind Symphony performing an excerpt from Southern Harmony by Donald Grantham. One of the great things for students at the Interlochen Arts Camp is the opportunity to create their own work. Creative writer Cecilia Rodriguez read Blank Essence as part of the live collage show in July.
She stepped out of a forest green station wagon and inhaled the heavy scent of azalea and jasmine wafting through the plexiglass door, which was open even when the shop was closed. They made for a sickeningly sweet cloud of confused scents and sights for the neighbors, a flat above and a 7-Eleven next door. Vivaldi whispered from the public radio station in the background as to counteract the minuscule store's strip mall residents. Splotching the walls in pastel bouquets were her jewels, crammed from bottom to top in faded canopies, her personal garden of Babylon. In this transcontinental habitat, she answered the rotary telephone and tracked orders, made enjoyable by the knowledge that she had Japan, Colombia, Holland, all in her New York storefront. She greeted the rare customer as a disembodied voice. Welcome to Celeste's. She resented that the items at the counter drew the most profit. Chewing gum at 25 cents less than the adjoining drugstore, and Planters peanuts in cellophane pouches. The Valentine's Day boom and the occasional gum seeker kept Celeste up and running. Summer was always her winter. The blooms rotted and melted unstoppably, which dismayed prospective clients who already lacked the excuse of a holiday and the motivation to move from place to place in August's torrid steam. Year-round, however, there invariably arrived a flustered husband, boyfriend, or fiancé, beads of sweat accruing on his brow, who knew his time had come to apologize. Shoot, he would think to himself, having forgotten her favorite color and resorting to, I'll take a dozen red roses and fast. Celeste would comply, but not before glancing suggestively at the plentiful tulips and delphiniums that waited all too long on quiet shelves. Her mother would order peonies monthly, not because she loved flowers, but because she loved Celeste and worried about the state of her health and teeth and the food on her table. The scent of her trouble blended with lingering hyacinth air and lavender breeze. She breathed those troubles in and out so routinely that one day they were all she could smell. But on that humid morning, Celeste walked up to her newly imported orchids and inhaled them sharply to no stirring oaky essence. She then hurried to the gardenias in all their aromatic glory and sniffed until she nearly hyperventilated, hoping to gasp in their trusty balm. Still nothing, only odorless air. A first wave of panic washed over her. She'd always associated emotions with floral scents. Happiness was honeysuckle, boredom was fennel. Anger smelled like rancid cosmos, blooms that she'd sworn against years ago because of their short lifespan and unsettlingly bloody hue. Today, however, smelled like absolutely nothing. Celeste swirled through the shop, desperately inhaling each bloom row by row to no avail. She grew dizzier, but it did not matter because panic no longer smelled like asphodel. These smells had been the home that Celeste never knew, and from that home, she had been evicted. Without these scents, feelings were not worth having, and it was as though the flowers knew that Celeste had given up, wilting and wizening more quickly than the cosmos she so resented. Each bloom radiated with anger and deceit. Thank you.
Glad you could join us for Radio Collage. It's not unusual to see one or maybe even two harps in an orchestra, but how often do you get to hear a harp quartet? Here are four young harpists performing Cumbia Deliciosa by Alfredo Rolando Ortiz.
Thank you.
Music takes on many forms here at Interlochen Arts Camp, including jazz, which takes as much practice as any other discipline. The dedication and hard work pays dividends right now, as the jazz ensemble brings us In a Mellow Tone by Duke Ellington.
Thank you.
This is Radio Collage, back-to-back performances by students at the Interlochen Center for the Arts. There's yet another quartet to highlight in this broadcast. This time it's the guitarists, with a performance of Kalimba by Jörg Kindl. The singer-songwriter program is one of the newest additions to the Interlochen Arts Camp, but it doesn't need to take a backseat to anything. Here's an example, Sunday Evening, written by Destiny Stone and performed with help from her very talented friends.
Was a day that I'll never forget. wheels were rolling, she was praying. It was a day that I never forget. Sunday.
We're nearing the end of this radio collage program, but we've saved the biggest ensemble for last. Here's the World Youth Symphony Orchestra playing the final movement of Brahms' Symphony No. 4 in E minor.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Radio Collage, back-to-back performances by students at the Interlochen Center for the Arts. Radio Collage is a production of Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dylan McBride. Thanks for tuning in. This is Classical IPR.